or are they fixed and wooden? Are your shoulders and neck locked, that is to say, rigid? Locking tenses the neck, the larynx, and the vocal cords, which means the voice is not relaxed and resonant. And here is the big one. Are your lower ribs released? When you breathe in, do the sides of your ribs expand sideways to allow breath to fill the lungs? Or does your upper chest rise? If your upper chest rises, you're going to increase the tension in your shoulders and neck. Now, take a moment to listen. How do you sound? Is your voice nasal, as if you have a peg on your nose? Is it squeaky? Do you use baby talk instead of grown-up talk, for example, saying little instead of little? Take time to identify your particular problem. We will return to this topic later to show you how to correct those bad habits. Let's get started. Part 1. I want you to spare a moment to think about how voice works. Believe me, it's important to grasp just how much of the body is involved in that simple act of creating sound. Starting with the obvious, you breathe in through your mouth or nose. The nose is generally better for the purposes of voice exercises. The air then travels on down through your larynx, or voice box. You can feel this piece of equipment in your throat. It's what men call their Adam's apple.